your calls live. 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Hi, David Noble is busy with his day job today. You know, he's got a very important day job. That's why we always graciously appreciate whatever time he is able to join us. But he's out today, so you can be our sidekick here in this 7 o'clock hour. Just call in 406-294-0970. Don't worry, though. I've got a couple of woke updates of the week that I can share with you here. One of them could almost be a Freedom Friday story, but we can always get George's take on that story tomorrow as well. First, though, I want to get to this. Man, this is just incredible audio here. President Trump, this was about 2 hours ago. I heard it live as it was happening. You've heard some of the news stories in the Fox News updates about President Trump showing up at that New York City courtroom once again. But there's just something about hearing the raw audio. He shows up. There's a bunch of construction workers there, a bunch of labor union workers there. And you can just tell these guys absolutely love President Donald Trump.
It's a love fest. I built many buildings with him. They're great people, great contractors and great people. And I have a lot of support. I hear the Teamsters. You know, I've done a lot of work with Teamsters. I built a lot of buildings with the Teamsters, and they like me, a lot of Teamsters here. And it's an amazing show of affection. But we did a great job.
How important is the union vote? And you're here in New York City. You're talking with these members. Do you think you can maybe change some of their minds if they were lifelong Democrats to vote for you?
I think these maybe were Democrats, but for me, they're a Republican. There's not a Democrat in there. These are people. Look at that building. Look what we can do. We built a lot of great buildings in the city with these people. And they've given me great support. They're really amazing. You know what? They're very, very talented people. They don't get the credit for it. Very few people can do what they do. We used to do 3 floors a week in concrete. And it was guys like this that did it. So it's very amazing.
Did you know about that?
How many people have David Pecker's testimony so far? What was the last time?
No, he's been very nice. I mean, he's been, David's been very nice. He's a nice guy.
Did you know, Mr. President, did you know?
What's that? Well, we have a big case today. This judge isn't allowing me to go. We have a big case today in the Supreme Court on presidential immunity. A president has to have immunity. If you don't have immunity, you just have a ceremonial president. You won't have a president.
Did you know about the payments?
So we have a big, we have a very big case. Very big case going.
Did you know about the payment?
They're very talented people. They're very smart. They know what to do. They're going to be very fair.
Did you know about the payment to Stormy Daniels?
All right. Yeah, you can just hear it in the background there. The union workers love Trump, and Trump loves them. He is fighting for the working class men and women all across America. And, yeah, you contrast that with the phony union event for Joe Biden. Pause. 4 more years. 4 more years. Anyway, the Democrat Party, even right here in Montana, has absolutely abandoned union workers. They have abandoned working men and women. In fact, they've actually put a target on your back. It's not that they just abandoned you. They've targeted you. That's what makes it even worse.
Military matters.
The Biden administration has been secretly sending Ukraine a long-range missile system known as ATACMS since President Biden signed off to send them in February. Ukraine's President Zelensky has been asking the U.S. to send this long-range system since the start of Russia's invasion more than 2 years ago. Ukraine has used ATACMS at least twice already, targeting a Russian military airfield in Crimea last week. ATACMS have a maximum range of 186 miles, which doubles Ukraine's former strike distance capability. But U.S. officials stress it will still take a long time to gain back Ukraine's territorial losses. While funding for Ukraine was stalled on Capitol Hill for months before being passed Tuesday night, Russia has gotten help from Iran, North Korea, and China. Here's National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan.
For the 6 months that we were not actually passing the necessary resources for Ukraine, Putin was looking to his friends, and he was getting those drones from Iran, he was getting those missiles from North Korea, and he was getting support for the Russian defense industrial base from China.
For Military Matters at the Pentagon, Liz Frieden, Fox News.
Here's a look at your real weather for Billings and Bozeman. With sunny breaks and some cloud cover in the area today, we'll see some scattered showers or a thunderstorm possible, especially this afternoon in the Bozeman area. High temperature readings from the mid-60s in Bozeman to 70 in Billings. For tonight, looking at some scattered showers, a couple thunder showers and spots early as well. Low temperature readings from 40 in Bozeman to the upper 40s in the Billings area. This is weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Serving the great state of Montana, from the peaks of the Beartooths to the banks of the Clark Fork River, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, case in point right here. You know, I played that audio of President Trump outside the courtroom here earlier this morning in New York City, where they are locking him down, committing massive election interference, while Joe Biden is able to shuffle all over the country and promote his campaign. Election interference is they're deliberately keeping Donald Trump tied up, locked up in a courtroom in New York City. It's all election interference. We know exactly what's going on here. But isn't it interesting how Donald Trump, even when he's locked up in New York City, it looks like it's a Trump rally there going on, because the working men and women just absolutely love President Donald Trump. But as I was quickly trying to wrap up my thoughts before heading into that news and weather break there, I made the point that it's not just that the Democrats have abandoned working men and women. It's not just that the Democrats have abandoned union workers in particular. I mean, to a certain extent, I think we all wish they would just forget about us, they would abandon us, and they would just move on to other things, move on, you know. But no, it's not just that they have forgotten about you and that they have abandoned you. They are deliberately putting a target on your back. Case in point, there's a story. Travis just brought it in here for us here. This caught my eye earlier this morning from Politico. Breaking news story out of Politico. This came out at actually about 6 o'clock this morning. Biden's newest climate rule takes an aggressive swing at power plants. Now, I mentioned a lot of these labor union leaders are phony. They're lining their own pockets with your dues, with your money. They're taking your money. They're lining their pockets, and then they're lining the pockets of these Democrat Party politicians. And they should all be ousted. One great union leader that we've got right here in Montana, if I'm not mistaken, he's not only the first Republican ever elected to head up the Montana AFL-CIO as executive secretary. He's also the first Native American ever elected to head up the Montana AFL-CIO as executive secretary. Jason Small, great guy. We just saw him last Friday at the inflation roundtable that we did with Senator Steve Daines at the Evergreen Cafe at the Evergreen Ace Hardware in Billings. And so I got a chance to catch up with Jason Small. How did Jason Small become a labor union member? Well, he's Northern Cheyenne tribal member, lives in, Jason is Kirby, Montana, right? So he drives a little north to Colstrip, Montana, and he started working at Colstrip, Montana. Well, what is Colstrip known? The Colstrip coal-fired power plant. That's how he got his union job. That union, those union jobs are all, have already been attacked by the Democrats. They killed Colstrip 1 and 2. Now they want to kill Colstrip 3 and 4. Here is Joe Biden. Let's see. Let me read just a couple of opening sentences from this Politico piece here. President Joe Biden's administration issued rules Thursday, that's today, ordering power companies to cut pollution from coal plants. Yeah, pollution. Yeah, of course, they'll call anything pollution. They're just looking for an excuse to shut these things down. A major plank in his efforts to fight climate change, amid complaints from progressive green voters who say he's done little, too little to curb fossil fuels. The rules from the Environmental Protection Agency build on the administration's long list of climate-fighting policies and are certain to draw opposition from the coal industry and the Republicans. But the bigger challenge for Biden will hinge on whether they will appease progressive voters worried about climate change without losing others who are wary of the costs of his transition to clean energy. Anyway, it's a political report, so that's why there was some of that biased language in there. You know that wind isn't clean energy. Even solar isn't clean energy. I mean, where do you think they get the materials from? What do you think they do with the windmills when they can no longer use them before? Look, there is a cost to everything. That's just the nature of energy production. But that story is a case in point here where I just mentioned that not only does Donald Trump love the working men and women, they love him, as you could hear and see from this courtroom coverage outside of New York City. And it's not just that the Democrats have abandoned working men and women. It's not just that the Democrats have abandoned the union voters. It's that they have put a target on your back. They are deliberately targeting you with their policies. They are deliberately trying to take your job out. They've already taken some of your jobs out. The Keystone XL pipeline was a perfect example. On day one, Joe Biden shuts down the Keystone XL pipeline. Thousands of union workers were kicked to the curb immediately with their lunch pails still in hand. They were kicked to the curb. Joe Biden and John Tester are causing deliberate pain to this country. Deliberately. Deliberate pain. Some of you got what feels like deliberate pain in your knees. You got a deliberate pain in your hips. And you wish you were out hiking this spring. You wish you were out getting around to golf in during this nice weather here. But you can't do it like you used to because of that pain. Well, what if you could get over that pain without potentially getting hooked on opioids? You know, sometimes you have to take painkillers to get over the pain, but then there's the risk of getting hooked on those painkillers. Sometimes you got to get surgery. Sometimes that is the only option. But what if you could avoid surgery, and what if you could avoid those painkillers? I'll tell you what, you got to give QC Kinetics a call. You got to see if this is something that will work for you. They specialize in regenerative medicine. Without surgery, without drugs, they take the healing properties that are already in your body and they put them directly into those achy joints. Call QC Kinetics now for a free consultation, 406-201-6263. QC Kinetics.
Democracy 24.
In a state like California, where Democrats enjoy a supermajority, those who don't agree with their policies have one option. Go directly to the voters via the initiative process, which is what the parent activist group Protect Kids California did. Their initiative would require schools to notify parents if a child requests to identify as a different gender, as well as block transgender athletes from female sports. They named the initiative the Protect Kids of California Act, but the Democrat Attorney General Rob Bonta changed it to the Restrict Rights of Transgender Youth Initiative. He also changed the description of the initiative. The judge, a former lawyer for Democratic Governor Jerry Brown, has tentatively sided with Bonta. But if the judge agrees with the parents group instead, that would force a rewrite, triggering a new 180-day window to gather signatures. In Los Angeles, William Marginette, Fox News.
Hey, we had a caller into the show ask a good question. What's with this massive convoy of government vehicles I just saw in Bozeman? I've got the answer. Go to MontanaTalks.com.
Hey, new News Talk 970 and 103.3 FM KBUL. Your home for Fox News, Hannity, Bongino, and Montana Talks with Aaron Flint. This is where Montana Talks at with Lane Nordland.
This week, USDA released the crop progress report, and nationally, the winter wheat condition rating was 50% good to excellent and 16% poor to very poor. Montana's condition rating's a bit better than the national average, with 52% of the winter wheat rated good to excellent, 43% fair, and just 5% rated poor. As for the spring wheat planting, USDA reports Montana's planting pace at 7%. That's 3 percentage points behind the 5-year average of 10%. As we look to our local livestock markets, yesterday at the public auction yards, Billings, Montana, over 1,600 head of cattle marketed, 1,000 head of that being feeder cattle. Prices for the 534-weight average steer saw a price of $3.35. 632 weight steers priced at $3.06. As for heifers going through the ring, 572 weight heifers were priced at $2.83, while the heavier 787 weight heifers, $2.39. Slaughter cow prices also ranged anywhere from $1 to $1.43. Slaughter bulls coming in $1.12 up to $1.53. I'm Lee Northland.
Talking about the issues that matter to Montana statewide. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, we got the phone lines open for you, 406-294-0970. I've got a couple of woke updates of the week for you as well here. This one we can do more with on Freedom Friday when George Blackard's in the house with us. From the dailycaller.com, military could hit troops with court-martials for refusing to use preferred pronouns. So if you don't call that sir a ma'am, or you don't call that ma'am a sir, you could be court-martialed, they're saying here. It's freaking crazy. Let's see. And then, another one from the dailycaller.com. The Biden administration wants to send American taxpayer dollars to train an army of transgender activists in India. Training transgender troops in India. There you go. These people are nuts. Freaking clown show. Paranormal clown show. We'll get to those stories, but first, let's get to your phone calls. We got Kirk Bushman on the line out of Billings. Kirk, it was great to see you at the Lincoln Reagan dinner last Friday. Thanks for calling.
You bet. It was good to see you, Aaron, and just listening to the show this morning on my way to work, and I heard you talking about Jason Small. I was really happy to see him get into that position. I think those union workers are getting some much more common sense representation these days in the management part of their organization. So that was great to hear. And then you went on to the wind and solar coming down the pipe. That was another interesting topic because with the PSC, I think a lot of Montanans just experienced a large increase that was approved by the PSC. And some of those come from inflation, high interest rates. But I think what the real risk in the future is going to be is this build out that's being incentivized by the federal regulations. And we see this with the press release from the Department of Energy. They're trying to promote building of these transmission lines to support this wind and solar. And it's in the billions of costs. And they're talking about short circuiting the permitting process and everything and associating it with ESG and DEI policies. So that's a little bit of what's on the horizon. And, I think if you're running for PSC, you got to be able to talk about those things.
DEI for power poles. That poll's too manly. We're not going to approve that power poll. These people
are
nuts.
We have to use the right gender pronouns for our power polls.
That's right, yeah. It's frustrating to see these rate hikes that were approved, but when you had 16 years of Democrat governors pushing unreliable green power onto the grid, eventually you got to back it up with something else, and of course it's going to drive up costs, so that's what's really happened there. But isn't it interesting? Like we talked about this on Friday at this inflation roundtable. You know, I'm a member of Yellowstone Valley Electric Cooperative, and they've kept my rates low. I think in 12 years they had one rate increase, and it was a low single digits rate hike compared to double digits rate hikes elsewhere. 30% is how much electricity inflation has gone up all across the country, but my co-op hasn't had that. But because of everything going on at the national level, they might be forced to raise rates again.
Yeah, I think, and that's the scary part is for people who don't know, the co-ops are not regulated by the PSC because they're considered investor-owned. If you're a member of the co-op, you're one of the owners, so you can call your own shot. But I don't think the co-ops are safe. When the federal policies from the FERC change, that power is going to go up regardless of who's buying it. And so if you're a co-op and you're forced to start participating in some of these high-cost wind and solar projects, you're and the transmission build-out, which is extremely expensive, you're going to feel that pain just like the regulated utilities. So that's,
exactly.
That's very concerning.
Yeah. Yeah, and no, and as far as the co-ops not being regulated by the PSC, let's keep it that way because they are better run at that local level, just like that. And the proof is in the pudding there, that's for sure. All right, Kirk Buschman, less than a minute to go before our Fox News update, but what do you want to tell folks about your candidacy?
Well, we're out putting up signs. Anybody who wants a sign, you can just get a hold of me. I'm listed in the directory, and so I'm readily available here in Billings. But I'd be happy to talk about any issues with anybody. There's a lot of complicated things. And again, I think there's things the state legislators could do to help defend us against some of the federal policies that come out of the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission. So we need somebody in there who understands those things. I come from an engineering background. I got a lot of experience working with our big users and our big producers, Colstrip, and I've been to the Silicon Plant in Butte. I did a 3-year stint with the mines, helping them with some big projects. So I've got to see a lot of these people who have concerns about what's happening from the inside. So
All right. Appreciate
any support anybody wants to give me.
All right. Well, Kirk Buschman, thanks for calling in. Nice surprise phone call. Great hearing from you. If you got something you want to talk about, give us a ring as well, 406-294-0970, or you can message us on our Montana Talks app. Back in 60 seconds after this Fox News update, and it looks like we got Tom in Billings on the phone line. So Tom will be up right after this.
News. I'm Chris Foster. Former President Trump's back at the defense table at his hush money business records case in New York today, while in Washington, the Supreme Court considers whether he's immune from prosecution in his federal election interference case.
We have a big case today in the Supreme Court on presidential immunity. A president has to have immunity. If you don't have immunity, you just have a ceremonial president.
Trump visiting a construction site in New York this morning. 18 Trump allies were indicted in Arizona over a plan to overturn the 2020 election results there.
The scheme, had it succeeded, would have deprived Arizona's voters of their right to have their votes counted for their chosen president. It effectively would have made their right to vote meaningless.
Arizona Attorney General Chris Mays. New York's highest court has overturned Harvey Weinstein's conviction on felony sex charges. America's listening to Fox News.
Oh, we got another story, candidate for woke update of the week here. This came from Chris in Great Falls on our Montana Talks app last night. I'll share that one with you here in just a second. It's an NBC Montana story, I believe, out of Missoula. Yeah, of course, out of Missoula. That Missoula, that's cheating. That's too easy. It's too easy to get a woke update of the week out of Missoula. But we'll get to it anyway. Don't you worry. Tom in Billings, what's on your mind?
Hey, good morning, Aaron. You know, as a Gulf War veteran, talking to veterans all over the country, I've been to the border in Texas, Arizona, and California. And, you know, I'm not promoting violence in no way. I need to put that out there. But, you know, that our government has become so destructive, you know, and it is the right of the people. And this is what I want to promote. I want people to educate themselves when they go to the ballots. Don't vote for your heart. I mean, our safety and our happiness, as far as the Bill of Rights is concerned, that southern border should be closed. So when we vote for Tim Sheehy, and I want everybody to vote for Tim Sheehy, this is our power. We need to put this in Washington because we can't have a tyrannical government like John Tester and Adam Schiff and Joe Biden and paying money out to all these other countries when we should be taking care of our own, taking care of our homeless, taking care of our homeless veterans instead of dealing with these illegal aliens. It is the right of the people to promote safety and happiness. And it is the right for us not to overthrow the government. I mean, we can, but it is our right. I want voters to be educated. I want them to be informed. Don't vote with your heart. Vote with your mind, and put the right people in Washington.
I think you'd agree. I think you can do both. I think people in their hearts they know that I mean, look at what's going on in the media right now. You mentioned Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy, Republican Senate candidate.
Yes, sir.
So Zoe Zephyr, the radical Democrat transgender lawmaker out of Missoula, a vote for Tester is a vote for Zephyr. Zephyr is now attacking law enforcement and taking the side of the pro-Hamas terrorist rioters that are targeting Jewish students on college campuses. You know, isn't it interesting, Tom, how the fake news media will treat Zoe Zephyr like a hero, but then they'll attack Tim Sheehy with these BS fake hit pieces. I mean, so if you've got the Bronze Star for valor serving your country, they'll attack you. But if you chop your you-know-what off, you're a freaking hero in these people's books. So people, in your heart, you know that these people are nuts. And in your mind, you know that they're nuts. And they want to chop off the year, you know. Anyway, Tom, thanks for the call. Great to hear from you. Got to hit our next break. Phone lines are open, 406-294-0970. And then I got some messages that came in I'll get to as well.
Saving you money, I'm Hillary Barsky. Spring is here, and forget about doing a deep cleaning on your home. The start of spring is an even better time to get your finances in order, which can help you save money and get you closer to both your short and long-term financial goals. You can begin by giving your budget an overhaul by taking a realistic and detailed look at your spending patterns and identifying areas where you can slash expenses and tackle your debt and pay off some of what you owe on your credit cards. In addition, take stock and see if you have accumulated credit card rewards points that have gone unused. If you were hit with a big bill this tax season or received a paltry refund, it may be a good time to determine if you withheld too much or too little. And if you're a shopper who can't resist a sale and you're likely to overspend in stores or online, unsubscribe to your favorite store newsletters and avoid malls where you may be tempted to drop lots of cash. Saving you money, Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Media Minute with Howard Kurtz.
Media coverage is ramping up of the spreading scourge of anti-Jewish and anti-Israel protests on major college campuses across the country. President Biden hasn't addressed this on camera except for a terse response to a reporter's shouted question. But yesterday, House Speaker Mike Johnson went to Columbia, met with Jewish students there, said the campus was out of control, and called for the president, Shafik, to resign. There have been arrests at Columbia, at NYU, at Yale. Now, it seems like almost every other school has this, and some of these are outside agitators. They do have the right to peaceful protest, but many are harassing, intimidating, cursing out Jewish students. Columbia has surrendered the campus by moving to hybrid classes, meaning many Jewish students just no longer feel welcome there. And this is going to continue to go on until more aggressive action is taken. With your Media Minute, Howie Kurtz, Fox News.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
The economy is in a strange spot. We hear the announcements of layoffs, especially by the large tech companies. And yet every month we get reports on how unemployment rates remain at super low levels and that overall American employers are adding workers. There have been some new intriguing explanations put forward to explain this apparent contradiction. They may not be correct, but they do make sense. One goes like this. The economy hasn't been doing as well as the job numbers suggest. Because of the super tight labor market, companies are doing what you might call defensive hiring, adding workers for reasons that have nothing to do with their needs, bringing people on board because you anticipate other workers to leave, or perhaps simply hoarding workers you might need because you don't know they'll be available later. Tech companies have been the first to stop doing this. Twitter labor.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.
This is classic. Oh, man, you got to see this new video featuring the Democrat candidate for governor. Well, one of the Democrat candidates for governor. Who knows? This guy may not survive the primary. He's trashing Kalispell, Montana. Well, why do you live there then? He's touting AOC as one of the smartest people he's ever worked with. You got to check out this new video just released by the Republican Governors Association. Full video, go to MontanaTalks.com or get the Montana Talks app on your phone.
Taking your calls live, 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
You know, even though David Nobles got today off from our show, he's got a busy day for his normal day job, we're still going to do a woke update of the week. Well, at least it started as a woke update of the week. But now, you know, we're living in the paranormal circ America that is the Joe Biden, John Tester America. So it's not hard to find one woke update of the week. We've got like four different woke updates that we can share with you right now. I already told you about a couple of dailycaller.com stories. Military could hit troops with court martials for refusing to use preferred pronouns. So for those who aren't familiar, if you're not a veteran or haven't served in the military, if you're not familiar with this, let's say you're walking down the street outside, you're in uniform, and somebody that outranks you is in uniform and they're approaching you. If it's a dude, you'd say, "Good morning, sir," while you throw up the salute. Or you might say some other hokey phrase like "hooah" or something like that. sorry, I hate that word. I think it was a summer in Fort Benning as a PFC in basic training. I hate the word "hooah." I absolutely despise the word. Oh, my goodness, that word just, it's a trigger. It's a trigger, that's for sure. But we'd only use it when we were making fun of something. That's when we'd use the word "hooah." Anyway, I digress. So you're walking down the street, you throw up the salute, "Good morning, sir," or "Good morning, ma'am," right? But now what if you're passing a dude that wants you to call them a woman? Well, what if that's a violation of your right to conscience? What do you do? And here's what I would do. Instead of saying, "Good morning, ma'am," I don't know. What do I say? I'd just say, "Well, good morning, Colonel," or "Good morning, General," or "Good morning, Specialist," or whatever. Just use the rank and just take the pronoun garbage right out of it, right? But it's just stupid that, you know, we're on the brink of World War III, and it's like, you better use the right pronoun. Will we kick you out of the military? I mean, it's just crazy what this world we're in right now. Meanwhile, another dailycaller.com story. The Biden administration wants to train at least 200 activists to advocate for transgender rights in India as part of a program ostensibly designed to advance America's national interest. So apparently it's in our national interest to get kids in other countries to start chopping off their body parts in the name of the radical transgender agenda. I'm telling you, these people are nuts. This is paranormal circ. Oh, by the way, think about India is a powerhouse. India is an economic powerhouse. The population size, the economic size of India. India is also a much friendlier country than some of their neighbors. And don't we need friends in the world right now? Man, we know the threat of Putin in Russia. We know the threat of Xi or he in China. Is it Xi Jinping or is it he Jinping? You know, pick your pronoun. Look, we know all these threats all over the world right now. We're on the brink of World War III. We see what's going on with Tehran. India should be a very good friend of ours. Why are we training troops in their country to push the radical transgender agenda? We shouldn't even be funding those transgender troops in America, let alone in India, especially when we're $35 trillion in debt here in America. Again, it's paranormal circ. These people are nuts. Okay, we had some messages that came in here on our Montana Talks app, and the phone lines are open for you as well, 406-294-0970. Chris in Great Falls. Chris in Great Falls. Oh, before we get to Chris in Great Falls, I was talking about the paranormal circus, the paranormal circ that is the Joe Biden, John Tester America. Tater in Forsyth messaged us. There is a song by Kiss called Psycho Circus. It might be another appropriate name for this clown show going on. Psycho Circus by Kiss. I'm not familiar with that one. I'm going to have to look that one up here. And then Chris in Great Falls, he's got a story here. He believes this is the woke update of the week here. This is out of NBC Montana. This is, of course, out of Missoula. Bell times are changing for schools throughout Missoula County. They approved a new bell schedule. that will end school a little earlier. Okay, no big deal there. But then these ding-dongs has apparently said that they are going to be all in support of having the radical LGBTQ rainbow flag symbol flying in their schools. So, MCPS board decides new schedule and speaks in support of the pride flag, which is, I just think it's a symbol of the anti-Jewish and the anti-Christian bigotry that we're seeing in this country. I think that's what that flag has become a symbol of. And these hateful, radical transgender advocates like Zoe Zephyr are a perfect example of that. I told you there's not just one woke update of the week. We've got several woke updates of the week here. Lucas in Broadview sent us a message earlier. Wyoming just fined a Girl Scout and her mom $400 for selling cookies and blocking a sidewalk. Still no accountability for the idiot terrorists blocking roads and bridges. Unfortunate. Yeah, I had to pull up that story after I got the message from Lucas in Broadview. Cowboy State Daily just published this story a couple of days ago. A 13-year-old Girl Scout from Pinedale was surprised when a local by-the-book municipal code officer slapped her with more than $400 in fines for selling Girl Scout cookies. $400 in fines for selling Girl Scout cookies. She was just, apparently she was in a driveway and she was selling Girl Scout cookies, and this municipal code officer didn't like it and apparently had so much time on his hands that he decided to fine a Girl Scout $400 for selling cookies. Again, folks, this goes back to the paranormal circus that we're living in. We live in a country right now that is defined by anarchy and tyranny. Anarchy for pro-Hamas terrorists, tyranny for Girl Scouts. Into the phone lines we go. Kyle Austin calling in from Billings. Kyle, thanks for the call.
Hey, good morning. This is Kyle Austin, a candidate for United States Congress. Good morning, Montana. Good morning, Aaron. Hey, I just wanted to reach out. We got the Montana Farmers Union debate, congressional debate, coming up this Tuesday in Havre. So I'm going to be taking my congressional convoy and the semi up to Havre on Monday. Get ready for the debate on Tuesday. This is at 7 p.m. It's open to the public. But if you can't make it, it's going to be televised live on SWX. And it's also going to be on some Montana radio stations. So, you know, the congressional race, there's a lot of us candidates out there. It's very hard to get to know the candidates. And actually, so this is a good opportunity for you to listen in live on actual debates. I just want to invite everybody to the debates and hope everybody's having a great Thursday today.
See, if I was running for Congress, I'd tell the Farmers Union to go pound sand. They're a Democrat front group run by Walt Schweitzer, brother of former Democrat Governor Brian Schweitzer. He's been openly providing cover for Joe Biden. So I've heard some Republicans may not show up to that event because why give the Democrats a microphone? Why let them control the message for a Republican primary? I'd tell the Farmers Union to go pound sand until they decide to be an actual group representing farmers and ranchers in Montana again.
You know, you're right, Aaron. They are a liberal side of it, but they do support farmers. But at the end of the day, it's the only debate put on for the congressional candidates.
That's crazy.
Montana Talks has not offered a debate for the congressional candidates.
Well, we get a chance to hear from them every day on the show, just like you're calling in right now. I mean, I'd love to host a debate, but, you know, if you're going to do it, you got to do it right. But we've certainly given every candidate a platform to be able to share their message.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, you are open. You're great for Montana. But, you know, this debate is another avenue just to get out there. You're not censored. You can say what you want. You can debate the issues that they have on hand.
Yeah, I just think the Farmers Union needs to be called out. I mean, Walt Schweitzer is basically he's using that to provide cover for the anti-farmer rancher Joe Biden administration. And I think if there's members of the Farmers Union that are still out there that want to see that organization actually stand up for agriculture, they should call out the Farmers Union and demand new leadership, frankly. And then on top of that, like I think, you know, How many people actually even pay attention to these debates anymore? How much of it is just the same old talking points that you might get? Frankly, I think candidates are better served just hitting the pavement, hitting the streets, and going out and talking to folks direct. And I know you've been doing that, and many of the others have as well.
Yep, no problem. But, I just want to get out there and say, hey, there's another event on the horizon and want people to, be aware of it.
All right, Kyle, thanks for calling in. Great to hear from you. Anybody can call in, 406-294-0970. Even Walt could call in if he wanted to as well. I've had his brother on the show many times over the years. But, all right, quick break. Back after this.
There's no better feeling than a personal win, and the State Farm Personal Price Plan can help you do just that. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Fox News commentary.
California governor and shadow presidential hopeful Gavin Newsom cautions the media on Trump trial coverage. I'm Tommy Lahren. More next.
Interesting people are talking to Will Kane.
I said, what do I call you? I call you Dwayne. I call you The Rock. He said, now that I own it, I can call you The Rock.
Yes, I own it now. You can call me The Rock.
Our next guest needs no introduction. It is Dr. Jordan Peterson, my old friend and frenemy, Stephen A. Smith.
What is going on here? I see the Will Kane show in the background. I see the microphone.
Watch it live at noon Eastern, Monday through Thursday on FoxNews.com. And get the podcast 5 days a week at FoxNewsPodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
California Governor Gavin Newsom is still on his national media tour. No surprise there, given I have always maintained he will be the Democrat nominee. But aside from his personal attention-seeking, he warned the mainstream media against over-coverage of the Trump hush money trial, telling MSNBC host Jen Psaki he is worried the overindulgence and media attention on the trial could give the former president the advantage. He also said Trump doesn't care if he's the hero or the heel. He just wants to be the star. That's pretty rich coming from the guy who spends more time touring red states and speaking to the national press than he does fixing his own state. But that aside, this signals to me that Newsom is still positioning himself to be Joe Biden's alternate. Why is he so concerned with the general election? Why does he act like the surrogate voice of the Democrat Party? Well, I believe it's because he will be the nominee. So folks, just wait and see. I'm Tommy Lahren, and you can watch my show, Tommy Lahren is Fearless, at Outkick.com.
This is Bullet Points. I'm Tom Graham. Undermine America's constitutional right to keep and bear arms. That's what the conservative group, the American Accountability Foundation, is saying about some of the biggest institutions on Wall Street. The group released a report recently calling out several companies, including Goldman Sachs, Wells Fargo, and Bank of America, for using their control over capital to undercut gun manufacturers and organizations that represent gun owners. The group sharing a memo with Fox Business writing, over the last decade, significant media attention has been paid to the left's obsession with using banks and asset managers and fossil fuels. Unfortunately, very little attention has been given to the left's use of certain banks to chip away at legal private ownership of firearms. Goldman Sachs was unavailable to comment, and both Wells Fargo and Bank of America didn't have an immediate response. And those are your bullet points. I'm Tom Graham, Fox News.
The promo code at lifelock.com.
Brought to you from the Montana Hot Spring Spas, the hot tub company that your friends recommend, Studio. This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Hey, Travis, who was it? Oh, yeah, here we go. He just sent the message. I thought somebody left a phone message. I thought somebody called him on the studio phone and left him a message here. Got a couple of messages from Lightbrows in Hardin. Great guy. Gotten to meet him at a few, veteran get-togethers, a few vet-togethers that we've been hosting. Lightbrows is a really cool guy, lives in Hardin. He's a Green Beret veteran. Anyway, he says this. I am a founding member of 2nd Ranger Battalion, and I hate the word hooah. I had somebody ask me the other day, they said, are you one of those types of officers that says the word hooah? I was offended that they would even ask that question. I was like, man, what am I doing wrong that you would even think that I would dare use that word in a non-sarcastic fashion? If we ever used the word hooah, it was like if they just gave you bad news, your response would be, Yeah, great. It's a sarcastic term. Who uses that word in a serious manner unless you're forced to because you're in basic training? The Navy guys, they say hoo-yah, right? And then the Marines, they say oorah. That's got a tougher sound to it than But the real funny message here from Lightbrows and Hardin is this one. He was talking about the Girl Scout down in Pinedale, Wyoming. A Wyoming Girl Scout, 13 years old, fined $400 for selling cookies. And Lightbrow says, that Girl Scout needs to set up next to a weed dispensary. Do you agree with Lightbrow here that if the young lady in Pinedale, Wyoming had set up her Girl Scout cookie stand next to a marijuana dispensary, that maybe then this overzealous municipal code enforcer would have cut her a little more slack, right? Maybe. But then Travis and I were laughing. I was like, oh, great, here we go. We just gave them an idea. You just watch. This is going to be like one of those Babylon Bee satirical headlines that ends up becoming true. It's, you know, the Babylon Bee has this funny, joking, satirical headline, and then it becomes true. They've got over 100 of them. When we had Seth Dillon, the CEO of the Babylon Bee, on the show, or when he was in Billings for the Billings Christian School fundraising banquet, he said they've got, at that time, they had over 104 what they call fulfilled prophecies, where their joking headlines became true. So anyway, Travis and I were joking. You know, if she was selling marijuana cookies, marijuana Girl Scout cookies, the municipal code officer probably would have given this young lady a pass. And then I'm like, oh, great. We just gave him an idea. You just watch. Someday they're going to be selling marijuana Girl Scout cookies, but it's going to be, you know, it's going to be a dude who identifies as a girl out there selling the marijuana Girl Scout cookies. And so anyway, we'll just chalk that one up as another one of the fulfilled prophecies, not from the Babylon Bee, but maybe one of our own here. All right. You never know what we're going to talk about here on Montana Talks, especially when we get into the woke updates of the week. What do we got coming up in the 8 o'clock hour? We've got the phone lines open for you and a lot more to talk about here, too, by the way. Phone lines are open in the 8 o'clock hour. Let's see. Terrell Bracken with the Fusion Fight League is going to join us around 8:40. Looking forward to seeing him. I don't know if you guys saw it. I shared it on our Montana Talks website yesterday. I am actually going to be stepping into the octagon at the Fusion Fights in Bozeman on Saturday night. I think they still got tickets available. I hope they still have like the VIP tables available, because if you're a business owner and you want to take care of your guys and gals, you know, take care of the folks that work for you, maybe hook up some of your clients. It's really fun to get one of the tables on the floor, very close to the octagon, so you're right there next to the action. But, yeah, the Fusion Fights are taking place at the Brick Breeden Fieldhouse Saturday night. I'm stepping into the octagon. That's all I'm going to tell you. I'm leaving it at that right there. Full story on the Montana Talks website. And, if you want a pre-funk for the Fusion Fights, Friday night we're going to be at the Rockin' R. We're going to be at the Rockin' R from 5 to 7 on Friday night, downtown Bozeman. Details, MontanaTalks.com.